This week, Seattle officials approved plans for a $600 million renovation of Key Arena. Many people are hoping a redesign will attract a new professional sports team to the city. City Council member Deborah Juarez led the legislation. She was also among the council members who faced backlash when they denied plans for a separate sports arena in the Soto neighborhood. KUAW's Paige Browning sat down with Juarez to talk about how we got to this point.
So much of the discussion about Key Arena and other arena proposals has been about bring back our Sonics. What was this about for you?
Well, it wasn't about bring back the Sonics, quite frankly, and I think that some people did a disservice and made it a fairy tale. It wasn't like the Seattle Sonics were at the city line holding a basketball so they could come back home. And more importantly, it was about fact and fiction. Did we have a team? No. Did we have an arena? No. Did we have a working port? Yes. Did we have an important, what we call the Salish Sea, that needed to be protected? Yes. And I think that some of the people that were angry or hurt turned that anger in the wrong place. It wasn't the Seattle City Council that sold the Sonics to begin with, and it wasn't Seattle Sonics that said, go to Oklahoma.
There was a point when the Soto Arena street vacation was denied, and you and other members of the council faced serious backlash in social media. What was that like?
It wasn't backlash. I know, I feel that's like a soft version. It was vicious, it was violent, and quite frankly, I believe it was a hate crime. If that kind of language was unleashed on transgender or lesbian, gay, transgender folk, or Native American like myself, or Latinas, or African Americans, this city would be on fire. But it was okay to come after five city council women who did their job and threaten their person, their safety, threaten them with sexual assault. And because it was sports, it was deemed okay 18 months ago to behave that way. I don't think that people would get away with it now. In spite of all that, women took it in stride, and I don't think we should have had to. And we still did our homework, wanting to bring the best to the city that we love. And that's what we did on Monday. We brought it home.
And certainly I've heard you and Councilwoman Bagshaw say, remember, we have a championship-winning basketball team here already, the Seattle Storm. What do you think this will do for the Storm?
It's going to be great for the Storm. And when Councilmember Bagshaw and I would say that, then we would get nasty things in emails and Facebook saying, you know, they like the Storm better than the Sonics. We would get away from it. And I think the thing that struck me is sad and kind of poignant is when I read the letter from Ginny, one of the owners of the Storm. In their letter, in the first paragraph, they're thanking us, and then they're saying it would be nice to play in an arena where the rain doesn't get in. Can you ever imagine the Sonics or the Seahawks writing a letter saying thank you, and oh, and by the way, can we not have substandard conditions? This town would be howling.
Where do you see gender politics in the treatment that council members had?
I'm glad you asked that, because that is the big, 800-pound gorilla in the room. I wanted to disabuse people of the notion that my hard work on the civic arena wasn't my personal battle to dismantle the patriarchy. No, I think what we see when we are women in positions of power and authority, we aren't allowed to be mediocre. We have to have sharper elbows. But I had to show that I was tough, that I was working harder, that I had to show my homework, because that comes with the job. It comes with being a woman. I have to prove to you that I belong here.
That was Seattle City Council member Deborah Juarez speaking with KUAW's Paige Browning. And last year, when the women on City Council did not approve a new arena in Soto, a man in a signed email suggested that they should all kill themselves and, quote, rot in hell. Other critics, in less violent but equally demeaning terms, addressed them as ladies who should go back to the kitchen.